Well, today,
special day. Special day, we're having a baptism today. So right after
this service, we're headed over to South Causeway, and I already got my stuff. As soon as we finish, I'm gonna put my clothes on, my shorts on. We're gonna get in the car, and I'm heading over there. And so I'm gonna try to start about 11:15, somewhere around there. But if you're not there, I'm starting. Right? And we got two that we're gonna baptize today. And so, where is he at? All right, Jack. We're gonna baptize Jack and baptize Chris. Chris Clark. So we got Jack Calhoun and Chris Clark. We're gonna baptize them today. And I'm glad you're gonna. Hope you get to come. Hope you get to see them. It's gonna be short, quick, and sweet. Not gonna put a whole lot in. I just want them. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to them today. So Jack, I'm talking to you today. The sermon's about you and Chris. All right, I'm talking to you too. So y'all just get to listen. Y'all get to hear what I'm saying to them, okay? So I ain't talking to y'all, all right? So it's none of your business, all right? But you get to hear, all right? Get to be nosy. And I'm talking to Jack and I'm talking to Chris. Just wanted to tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm talking to you, Jack. I'm talking to you, Chris. Today is a special day. Special in this sense. I know you know Jesus, and I know you've been walking with the Lord. I already know that. Got that. There's no problem. But it's kind of like, because it's a baptism, because you're following Jesus, it's kind of like a graduation. It's kind of like taking a step up. It's kind of like going from middle school to high school. You're stepping into a whole new arena. There's going to be more responsibility and more things to do, but you're stepping up. It's not that you didn't know Jesus and you don't know. You know it. You've been walking with him. You know about it. But now you're moving to a whole nother level. And Jesus said this. He said, follow me. In the Bible, he says, follow me. Now, that's a deep saying. It's simple, but it's deep. Because he says, follow me. Let me explain why it's so deep. There's two things that come to it. In this new step, new journey. I call it a new step, new journey. It's not really new. It's just graduated. Just stepped up. But in this new step, a new journey, you're going to understand who you're following. You are following Jesus. Jesus is, one of his names is truth. He says, I am the truth. And he says, if you follow truth, truth will set you free. And so you're following truth. One of the things you're going to have to remember is because Jesus is so honest and he'll tell you the truth, he's going to ask you some questions in this journey. I'm here to tell you, he's going to ask you. And yeah, for those of you who know me, I like court stuff. I'm a Perry Mason man. I like Perry Mason. You know, I watch the old Perry Mason. And I don't know what it is, but he always wins. But if you ever go to the courts, you got to come up and you got to go and you got to, go up. You got to put your hand on the Bible and you got to raise your other hand. I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And you got to understand that when you go before the courts of life, Jesus is going to be before you. He's going to ask you a question. Matter of fact, he's going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to just point out a few of them. He's going to ask you some questions because he's true. And he wants you to tell the truth. And he wants you to tell the truth and the whole truth, so help me God. Now, when God started dealing with me with this, I was like, whoa, kind of tough. The reason I say that is because Jesus is truth and he's saying, follow me, and a lie can't follow the truth. See, truth has a direction and truth has a destination. Truth is always right. Truth is always good. It has a direction. And it has a destination, which is you will be set free. If you follow a lie, it's going the wrong way. And its destination is bondage. And Jesus is the truth, and he wants you to be free. And so he will come to you, and he will question you. He'll put you up on that courtroom of life, and you've already made a note. And he'll say, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love me? Can I ask you a question like that? Now, a lot of times in court, and I've been in court before, people will lie because they don't want to be embarrassed, or they want to put on the front or put on the air and make it seem like there's something that they're not. And so they are, do you love God? Yeah, I love God. And Jesus said, are you telling the truth? Do you really love me? Yes, I do. I really do love you. Then why are you acting like that? Because if you love God, you love people. You love my creation. Why would you be nasty? Why would you be ugly? Why would you be mean? Why would you be prejudiced? Why would you be hateful if you love me? I know God came to me and he started dealing with me, and I started saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to follow you. You got baptized? I'm going to get baptized. All right. I'm ready. And Jesus started coming to me and said, Ben, do you love me? I said, yes. And why are you treating those people like you treat me? You got to be honest, man. Be honest with yourself. And see, the thing is what he's trying to do, he's trying to get me to look inside of me and see the darkness that's in there and see the mess that's in there. So, because he can't help me if I don't believe it. And if I don't tell the truth, if I was, finally I got to the point, I just said, God, yes, I really don't love you. I say I do, but I really don't. God said, good. Now we can work. That dark part right there, somewhere in your life, you can begin to work on. Because I'm truth, and a lie can't follow the truth. So he would say, man, do you love me? And I had to talk to him, and I had to be honest. Well, Lord, I do, but there's some areas that I don't. Let's start to work on it. Van, do you trust me? Do you really trust me? Then why are you so scared? Why are you so fearful? Why are you so troubled? Why are you so worried? I thought you trust me. Yes, I do trust you, God. He's going to ask you these questions. And you need to be honest. I'm just telling you, you need to be honest. He already knows, and he's just messing with you, really. God, now I get to it. God, you mess with me again. Van, do you trust me? No, I'm scared, Lord. I don't know if I can make ends meet. I don't know if this is going to work out. I don't know if I'm going to get through it. Van, I kept you for 30 years, or over 30 years. You walking with me. You don't think I can keep you now? I don't know. Do you trust me? And I've gotten to the place where now I say, Chris, Jack, I say to myself, when God asks me a question, no, show me the areas I need to work on. Because a lie can't follow the truth. And if I'm going to follow the truth, I got to speak it. I got to say that nothing but the truth, so help me God. Does that make sense? Do you love me? Do you trust me? He'll ask those questions. Because he wants the truth out of it. And if there's areas inside that are not right, he wants you to work on it. He's going to ask you, am I number one? Am I the first? See, God doesn't want second place. God is number one. God asked me that a while back. Van, am I number one? I said, yeah! It happened. Other people can hurt your feelings and get to you if I'm number one. See, I'm all peace. I'm all love. I'm all joy. How can other people take your joy and take your peace if I was number one? Sorry. I lied, perjured myself. Forgive me, Father. God set up all this. He orchestrates all the events in our lives, the pain, the trouble, the everything you face, so that he can ask you a question, so that you can look at yourself and say, you know what? You're not number one. Got to work hard. Got to make you number one. Nobody ought to be able to shake me but God. I had to get to that place. People used to shake me. People used to don't shake me anymore. I'm getting better at making him number one. I'm getting better at loving him. I will love you no matter how you treat me. I will trust him no matter what I go through. And I ain't gonna let you shake me. Get there. He wants you to get there, Jack. And Chris wants you to get there. Last step. We were designed to be a body of Christ. You can't do this by yourself. You can't do this by yourself, Chris. Jack, you can't do this by yourself. We're a body of Christ. We're a family. We're a flock. When you're a Christian, you cannot make it by. Even Jesus had a mama and a daddy. You can't do this by yourself. You need people. You need people. You can't be Lone Ranger. I'm super somebody, Christian, whatever. You can't do this by yourself. You need people. I can't make it by myself. You can't make it by yourself. Two are better than one. We're designed like a glove is designed for your hand, a hat is designed for your head, shoes are designed for your feet. We are designed to be together. We can't make it without each other. You can't make this walk, journey, without people. And one of the things I encourage you, Jack, Chris, look for a Paul. Paul represents a father. In the spirit, somebody who's been there, who's walked. Look for those people. Look for them. And when you find them, talk to them. Let them encourage you. Let them. They might be on TV. They might be in your neighborhood. They might be friends. Might be somebody you know. But let them speak into your life. You're gonna need somebody to bring you up. Who's been there and done that. Look for those people who are fathers in the faith, who have been walking with God. Look for those people. Look for the Barnabases, people who encourage people, people who lift you up, people who are cheerleaders. They're not fans, they're cheerleaders. Totally different. I went to the Soccer State cheerleaders to the Myrtle Beach football game. And Myrtle Beach kicked our butt. I'm like, and the cheerleaders was over there, go, Brady, go! Go, Brady, go! Fourth quarter, 60-something to whatever. Go, Brady, go! You need a cheerleader. Look for your cheerleaders. There are some people who will cheer for you even though you're getting your butt kicked. Don't look for no fans. Alright? Don't look for fans. Ooh, boo! Look for cheerleaders. Can't make it by yourself. Does that make sense, Jeff? Does that make sense, Chris? Glad y'all got to hear this. I was just talking about it. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for Chris. I thank you for Jack. I thank you for their heart. I thank you that they're ready to follow you even more. To follow you in truth. Be a part of the family. Father, bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm headed, I'm changing clothes, and I'm headed over to the beach. And if you want to come on.